Today's reading is taken from Revelation 1, verse 4 to 8. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the nations of the world will mourn for him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One. This is the word of the Lord.
Hello everyone. Now, before we do a bit of a reflection on what this entire week was about, I just want to have a look around and look at these marvelous banners. We didn't buy them or get somebody from outside our church to get them done, but we have our in-house artist, Lois and her team, who spent many days making all of this. And each of these banners represents a day in our Holy Bible. And we did learn about David before he was king and after he was king. And you all learned different lessons from this. So we learned that what it means to have a heart of God. Which one was that? Do you remember the first day? Where is it? Which one? Anointed. Yeah, the anointed king. And then the second one was to understand the difference, what it makes by having faith in God. Faithful, faithful king. And our third day was obedience, the obedient king. Yeah? So what it means to obey God. And our fourth one, repentant king. What is that? What is that word, be repentant? Turning away from sin, that God forgives. We're all sinners and God forgives us. And then I came to the last one, the middle one over there. The Messiah revealed through the promised king. And this is where we need to make a choice on who we are going to decide on who's going to be our king. So picking up from there, the real question today is Jesus truly our king? Yes, indeed. Now, because a lot of us, and myself included, we quietly make him king on a Sunday, and then the rest of the days, we become king of our lives. We become king of our jobs, our friends, our education, our exams, our families. But that's not what scripture tells us. Now, Jesus was not just a king, he was the king. And if you look at Revelation 19:16, on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And also in Colossians 1, verse 16-17, for by him all things were created. He is before all things, and in him, all things hold together. Now, Jesus isn't just one among all the kings that we have in this world. And he's not competing for a corner of our life. And like I said, like our jobs, our families, our friends, he is king over all of it. That is what Colossians says. He is before all things. And in actually let him sit on the throne of our life? Or do we sit on that throne? Now also in Luke 9 it says that, then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Now what does that last part of the verse say? Take up their cross daily. We're not just expected to, you know, carry it on a Sunday and then forget about it the rest of the week. Now that word daily, it completely likes the idea of what surrender is, and it's not just a one-time transaction that happens when, a long time ago, we might have taken Jesus as our personal savior. It's a crown that we have to hand back to him every day of our lives. Because most of the time, by the next morning, we kind of take it and put it back on our head. Now this is where it gets really personal, and it's not in those big sins that we have to resist the temptation of, you know, putting back that crown. Like I said, we put making our cake on a Sunday morning, and then by Monday we pick up our phone to look at our agendas or play a quick game, or a Wordle or a crossword, they're all fine. But that automatically becomes our cake for the day. We might let him be king of our prayer life. But then we become king of our own finances or our own jobs, and we just give the leftover of our budget to God and not the first and the best. We might then be king of our big spiritual decisions, but we become the king of our relationships, who we date, who we argue with, who we forgive, on our own terms and not his. So making Jesus every day means that it's just not that he doesn't just get the vote, but he gets the final word. So just to make this a little bit more clearer, can I have Elijah?
I didn't tell you were going to be here. Now, we have this crown, the self. You have to bend out. And then we have the Jesus crown. Now, can you see what's happening over here? We can't put two crowns on the head. We just have one head. I mean, if I had two heads, then maybe yes, but that's not how we were created. So we can't have the self crown up there nice and neat and proper, and the Jesus crown, you know, over there. It's not going to stay. We can't always cope with doing that. So it's just not going to sit right. Now, you cannot crown yourself king over your life and all the different examples that I mentioned and have Jesus over your life as well together. There can't be two kings. There can only be one king. And Jesus is that the king, the greatest king of all. So, how are we going to, what does it look like when we actually make Jesus our king? We know that Jesus is the greatest king. We can't be king of our lives and let Jesus be king of our lives. And Pamela is not the only person who can make acronyms. I can do that too. So, since our theme is about king, faithful king, anointing king, forgiving king, I have an acronym with the word king. So, our first letter, K. Kneel first, K-N-E-E-L. Now, before we wake up to our phones, our to-do lists, our plans, our games, whatever it is, we have to start the day low so that our King Jesus can be high. And whoever gets our attention first, that gets your throne. So we have to make sure that we kneel to him. What's the second letter? I. Invite him into everything. Not just when during those crisis times or those big decisions that we have to make. We have to invite him into our work meetings, our school friendships, our relationships, the money that we have, our boring Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If the king is only being consulted during emergencies, that is not a king. That's just an emergency contact. What's the third letter? I can't hear you. N. No competing crowns. Like you saw, we can't wear two crowns at the same time. Now, we will be tempted. That's part of our walk with Christ. But we have to hand over that self-crown on purpose every day. We can't share the throne with Jesus. He is on the throne. And the last letter. G. Give it back tomorrow. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to, you know, put that crown down. But as we go back home, just grab that self-crown along on our way out. It's going to happen. That's just being part of human, by being part of being human. Now, the goal isn't that we can't slip or we can't make a mistake. That is not the goal. The goal is that we give it back to Christ every morning and the next morning and the next morning, because we are going to make mistakes. So kneel first, invite him into everything, no competing crowns, give it back to Jesus tomorrow and the next. Now, this isn't as easy as I've just put it in K-I-N-G. Crowning someone else king over your life means that it may cost us things in life. It may cost us perhaps a promotion in our workplace, perhaps different kinds of friends or our comfort or the things that we can gain. Now, that's the seriousness of that. It might have looked, you know, cute and funny and silly when Elijah was trying to, you know, keep both those crowns on his head. But that's what happens to us daily. We are fighting for that loyalty, this crown, that crown, this crown, that crown. And divided loyalty is exactly what Jesus will not accept. Now, in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. Now, he's not asking us to be a priority. He's asking to be the king over our life, over all the parts of our life, not just this one or that one. So before you go today, don't just decide how to feel differently about Jesus, but decide who is going to wear that crown tomorrow. So we kneel first, we invite him into everything, no competing crowns, and give it back tomorrow. So we're going to go back into worship and respond to that through our response song.